Exclusive: Donald Trump Jr., Kevin McCarthy, Josh Hawley to join forces, expose big tech at CPAC. By Matthew Boyle on February 21, 2020. President Donald Trump's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy, and Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, will join forces at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, next week to expose big tech companies, Breitbart News has learned exclusively. CPAC, hosted by the American Conservative Union, ACU, will hold a panel titled, What's the Right Path Forward on Big Tech? With Trump Jr., McCarthy, and Hawley, designed to expose tech oligarchs and the threat they represent to conservatives. The panel, which will be moderated by Spectator USA's Amber Athey, will take place on Friday morning at 9:20 a.m. ET on the main stage at the Gaylord National Resort and Conference Center in National Harbor, Maryland, just outside Washington, D.C. Matt Schlapp, the chairman of the ACU, told Breitbart News that there is no issue of greater importance to the country than the efforts by big tech oligarchs to silence conservatives. That's why, he said, three of the highest-profile conservative leaders, Trump Jr., McCarthy, and Hawley, are being tasked with exposing this effort at CPAC this year. I don't think there is a more important issue facing the American political debate than the attempt to silence conservative thought on social media, Schlapp said. We've essentially lost the battle over premier national news objectivity. We've essentially lost the battle for a non-politicized academia. If conservatives are shut out online, we will be left with using carrier pigeons and meeting in the catacombs or bars and taverns like the founding fathers. Trump Jr. told Breitbart News he is thrilled to work with McCarthy and Hawley on this at CPAC. Leader McCarthy and Senator Hawley have been warriors for my father's America First agenda and are also two people who represent the future of the Republican Party, Trump Jr. said. They've both been leaders on an issue near and dear to my heart, big tech censorship, and I look forward to sharing the stage with them at CPAC next week to talk about that, as well as many other important issues facing our nation. McCarthy was similarly excited. Conservatives are more energized than ever by President Trump's America First agenda and the tremendous success our country is experiencing. Integral to this movement are Donald Trump Jr. and Senator Hawley, McCarthy told Breitbart News. Their relentless support for what makes this country great can often mean challenging the status quo and entrenched elite interests, including with some of today's big tech companies. I can't wait to join the CPAC stage with them and talk about this issue and others that are vital to our county's future. Hawley has introduced key legislation targeting the big tech companies. In a recent exclusive interview with Breitbart News on his legislation that would target big tech through Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which tech oligarchs use to shirk accountability, he laid out how their army of swamp creatures on big tech's payroll fighting against reform. The other part of it is that some Republicans haven't appreciated the extent to which big tech is a creation of big government, Hawley said in the September 2019 exclusive with Breitbart News. They haven't seen that it's because of big government, which gave Facebook, Google, and Twitter this special immunity that has allowed them to get huge and rich in the way that they have maintained their monopoly with the active help of the federal government. This is why big tech is so threatened when you say that we should reform Section 230 and they just completely melt down. It's worth billions of dollars to them, it's unprecedented, it's basically a taxpayer subsidy. CPAC will take place next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Gaylord Hotel in National Harbor, Maryland. More information can be found on the ACU's website.